back, and we are continuing this Free-for-All Freaky Friday Coaches Show. And it is basketball season for some. Joining me here on this Friday morning is head coach of the MSU West Plains Grizzlies, Jared Fay. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here, Gary.
Yep, it's time, isn't it?
It is. I was just telling you, I feel like I'm sleeping a little bit less each night, so it means the season's getting here.
Well, you already had one preseason game, and take us through that.
Yeah, it was kind of a wild night. Lucas Prawla and Javian Downey, two of our really good guards, both sprained ankles in consecutive weeks, so we didn't have them. Played against a very good Linkier post-grad team. They were massive, very big team. Their guards were big. Their guards were really good. And I believe they got up 23-3 to start the game. And the guys just kind of battled back and took the lead at halftime and ended up kind of pulling away in the second half. But, you know, the score doesn't really matter in these types of games. It's just how do we compete and how do we play. And, you know, I felt like everyone stepped up to the occasion, and I wasn't unhappy with anyone.
So, good hustle, good ball movement, all that?
Yeah, all that. You know, I really like how they played together as a team, really supported each other, diving for loose balls, kind of played with some toughness and some grit. And, especially the freshmen, you just never know. First game of the year is one thing, but these scrimmage games kind of tell you a lot. And we had some freshmen that went out there, and, you know, they're still freshmen and did some freshman things, but for the most part, they didn't back down at all, and they competed.
Well, take us through your team, this 23-24 MSU West Plains Grizzly basketball team. Who are they?
Yeah, well, we have four returners from last year, Gage Pitts, Kenan Peebles, Kyle Germany, and Carlos Paul. All of them are better than they were last year. Carlos has gotten a little more stronger, a little leaner, and a little bit more athletic. Kenan, same thing. He's put on some muscle. Kyle's put on some muscle. And Gage Pitts, you know, he's one I was really happy with the other night. He's gotten stronger and tougher, so it's good to have those guys back and kind of know what we're expecting. We got a good big guy and Lionel Kimwimba, legit 6'8", you know, maybe pushing 6'9", big strong body. We got a transfer from Indian Hills, Trayon Grant Foster, and we got a couple of really good guards that came in. Lucas Prawla played at Arizona Compass last year. He's a dual citizen with the U.S. and Brazil, and Javian Downey. Neither one of those two played in our scrimmage, but Javian's from Canada, from Toronto. Really good point guard, good size, good athleticism. And then we got Riley Whitaker from Calico Rock down the road. We got Tom Emmerich from Mansfield. So we got some kind of local guys that are really going to contribute this year.
Well, and yeah, and that's awesome. Landry last year, he's that motor guy, isn't he? He's that high motor. He's going to just throw it all out there on the floor.
You mean Gage?
Or Gage.
Gage, yeah, you're right. Landry's his cousin, yeah. But I'm glad Landry got a shout-out too. Gage is, you know, for one, his basketball IQ is through the roof. He's a coach's kid. But, you know, what I really appreciate about him is how hard he works. And you see guys who work really hard when things are going well and they're playing a lot or starting. But he worked every day last year when he maybe wasn't playing a ton. You know, he always found a way to get out there on the court for us. But he's a guy who just loves it. You know, he loves to work. He loves the practice. He loves the game. He loves everything about basketball. And he's definitely a spark plug for us.
Well, and it's contagious. Other guys see, you know, look, this dude's maybe not going to get the minutes that I'm going to get, but he's working his butt off.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, you know, I definitely think he'll get good minutes this year. And just how hard he plays, how unselfish he plays, how tough he plays, he's definitely a leader on our team.
Now, coming up tomorrow, it's more preseason basketball. Take us through that, who you're going to play and where it's all at.
Yeah, so we're going to Coffeyville, Kansas, 4-hour van ride for this one. We're leaving at 5:30 a.m. We're going to play Coffeyville, traditional power. Then we're going to play Hutch, obviously also traditional power. And we're going to play Pratt Community College. They have a transfer from DePaul on their team this year. They're very good. So it'll be a challenge. Again, more important than, you know, what the score is at the end is just how are we playing, how are we competing. And the good thing about these jamborees playing three games or shortened games, but be able to kind of play everybody and throw everybody in the mix and try to get everybody a little bit of taste, and we can kind of see where they're at.
Well, a new coach added to the staff as well. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, Coach Mike Poindexter. He's from Memphis originally. So he likes it here because if he needs to get home for a weekend, it's not too far. But really fortunate to have him. He's been a head coach, an NAIA head coach. He's coached at the post-grad level, been a head coach at NAAU. And he's also been an assistant at quite a few different places. So he's definitely a veteran who's been around. Really good coach, really knows his X's and O's too, and of course has a lot of recruiting connections. We also have Joe Greenwood, who's a grad assistant. He helps volleyball, softball, does a little bit of everything, but he was a manager at South Carolina the last couple of years, and he's been a very valuable addition as well.
Well, it's you know, we'll start keeping score here before long, but what is it that you see will be the strength of this 23-24 Grizzly team?
I think it'll be our depth. And, you know, the other night we played 10 guys, and especially early on, you know, I don't care how much conditioning you do and running, getting in game shape is completely different. And so we aren't maybe to the game shape that we want to be, which will take a while. But we were able to just kind of keep rotating guys in and out, keep everybody fresh. Everybody played hard. And I think that'll be our strength. We have good size, you know, from a physical standpoint. I wish we had another 6'10 guy or two more. We always do. But we are definitely bigger, taller, stronger, more athletic than what we have been.
Well, it will be here before you know it. And your first home appearance for the folks that want to get some Grizzlies action in their future. When is that going to be?
It's going to be November 2nd. It's our home opener. We invited the Zizzer School District. The Zizzer Pep Band is going to come down and play. And so hopefully we have a good crowd for that. But we have quite a few games in November. Some really good teams are going to be playing in November. So November is going to be busy for us, but it's going to be very exciting.
How does the you know, your conference look? How's the region shaping up outside of the Grizzlies?
Yeah, and I don't pay a ton of attention, but coaches that go watch them and tell me, you know, Moberly's loaded again. Three Rivers, I know some of the guys they've signed, they're very talented again. Mineral Area has a new coach who's won a national championship at this level, really knows what he's doing. And then Matt Brown at State Fair, always competitive, very good coach there. So I think the league will be as tough as it's ever been. But right now, you know, there's a lot of different factors between now and when we actually play them, but I know it'll be really good.
Right on. Coach Fay, everybody, head coach of the Missouri State West Plains Grizzly basketball squad. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks, Gary.